There's a good 3 inches on the ground. Seems I've been losing any peace I've found. I see your face all over this town, but I know you're nowhere to be found. You're far away, safe and sound. You're far from this prairie town. Far from this prairie town. So leaving seems the thing to do. When I'm here, I'm lost in thoughts of you. In my dreams, I'm city bound. But when you ask me,
Creek. All right, if you've never heard Russ Birnberg, he's from Nashville, Tennessee, and obviously some acoustic and mandolin playing. Pretty interesting stuff, kind of nice. So definitely some bluegrass if you're interested in checking him out. Recorded Little Monk is one of his more popular recordings. He's been nominated for Grammys, and anyway, his last name is spelled Barenberg. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that right. Anyway, next up, we're going to hear from some Mark Knopfler off of his newer solo stuff. Mark Knopfler, of course, from Dire Straits. So anyway, still listening. Singer, Songwriters and Such on Grow Radio.
biplanes under the scorching sun and through the driving rain. And when I set my sights on the mountains high, I bid my former life goodbye. So thank you, ma'am, I must decline. It's on my steed, I will rely. Out underneath the open sky, I'm subject to the natural forces. My home is where my horse is. Loaded up in Buffalo, south down to Ohio. On 80 west I'm Frisco bound. And when I get there I'll turn back around. So thank you, man, I must decline. For it's on these 18 wheels I subject to the natural forces. My home is where my horse is. And every year they come to town, and they'll drag them all right in the ground. And when Mr. Bradley calls the score, every cowboy sometimes at night I hear Sunday morning, the coffee's on. That gray cat's still yawning because Saturday's gone. And I still feel the feeling of how you felt upon me. And it may be no big deal to you, but it's a very big deal to me. You were down and dirty, he was tall and 29, and I'm only disconcerted because you said you knew I wouldn't mind. I still feel the feeling of how you telephone me. And it may be no big deal to you, but it's a very big deal to me.
At a Merle Haggard concert that night, I strolled on into Uncle Limpy's Hump Palace looking for love. It had been a while. In fact, 365 had come and went since that midnight run hauling hog to Shaky Town on I-10. I had picked up this hitchhiker that was sweating gowns through a pair of Daisy Duke cutoffs and one of those Fruit of the Loom tank tops. Well, that night I lost myself to ruby red lips, milky white skin, and baby blue eyes. Name was Russell.
Yes, the lap dance is so much better when the stripper is crying. Yes, the lap dance is so much better when the stripper is crying. Well, I find it's quite a thrill when she grinds me against her will. The lap dance is so much better when the stripper is crying.
Well, faster than you can say shallow grave, this pretty little thing come up to me and starts kneading my balls like hard-boiled eggs in a tube sock. Said her name was Bambi. And I said, well, that's a coincidence, darling, because I was just thinking about skinning you like a deer. Well, she smiled, had about as much teeth as a jack-o'-lantern, and I went on to tell her how I would wear her face like a mask as I do my little kooky dance. And then she told me to shush. I guess she could sense my desperation. Of course, it's hard to hide a heart on when you're dressed like Minnie Pearl.
Yes, the lap dance is so much better when the stripper is crying.
pride. Yes, a lap dance is so much better when the stripper is crying. Well, I find it's quite a thrill when she grinds me against her will. Yes, a lap dance is so much better when the stripper is crying.
So Bambi's going on about how she can make all my fantasies come true. So I says, even this one I have where Jesus Christ is Jackhammer and Mickey Mouse in the doo-doo hole with a lawn dart as Garth Brooks gives birth to something resembling a cheddar cheese log with almonds on Santa Claus's tummy tum? Well, 10 beers, 20 minutes, and $30 later, I'm parked in the beef bus in Tuna Town, if you know what I mean. Got the nailer back at her trailer. Hey, that rhymes. I have to admit, it was even more of a turn-on when I found out she was doing me to buy baby formula.
Yes, the lap dance is so much better when the stripper is crying. Yes, the lap dance is so much better when the stripper is crying. Well, I find it's quite a thrill when she grinds me against her will. Yes, the lap dance is so much better when the stripper is crying.
Day or so had passed when I popped the clutch, gave the tranny a spin, and slid on into the stinky pinky, gulp and guzzle, big rig snooze and stop. There I was, browsing through the latest issue of Throb, when I saw Bambi staring at me from the back of a milk carton. Well, my heart just dropped. So, I decided to do what any good Christian would. You cannot imagine how difficult it is to hold a half gallon of moo juice and polish the one-eyed gopher when you're doing 75 in an 18-wheeler. Never thought missing children could be so sexy. Did I say that out loud?
Yes, the lap dance is so much better when the stripper is crying. Yes, the lap dance is so much better when the stripper is crying. Well, I
it's the same, but it's not quite right. I'm in. step up, she see my steps down, but this is up.
Don't
right. Let's see. Played a few songs here. Last time we checked in, I think we were hearing from Mark Knopfler, who was Piper to the End. And then we heard a few tunes from Elia Lovett. The first was Natural Forces, off of the album the same title, and then No Big Deal, also off of Natural Forces. I really love Elia Lovett. No pun intended. I saw him years ago open up for Ricky Lee Jones, and I actually thought he just put on an amazing show. So, been a fan ever since I first saw him and David Letterman years ago doing She's No Lady, She's My Wife. And then I almost feel the need to apologize for playing the Bloodhound Gang. A lap dance is so much better when the stripper is crying off of the Hooray for Boobies album. It's been years since I've heard that song, and I was forgot just how extreme it is. But it's funny, so hopefully you took it as it's intended, which is just kind of definite, you know, with a dose, big old dose of humor. And then there was just no way to follow it up, so I followed up with Freak Show by The Cure, and then that was Cat Power with I Don't Blame You. And I'm trying to play some Izzy Cox right now, so hopefully that'll work out. You're listening to Grow Radio. Singer, songwriter, and such.
Here. Yeah, I'm gonna tell you, my dear. sound with a mistress of the hours. The hours that grind your life to dust. No easy loves, you keep black pets, deny them. By force, hired hounds at both my wrists, damp and bruised by strangers' kisses on my lips. But you're the one that I still miss. You're the one that I still miss. And it's ruthless that it comes as no surprise. Not the man.
Okay, that was Nico Case off of Metal Cyclone album with Vengeance is Sleeping. Turn her up a little bit while I'm talking here. And before that, Izzy Cox with Hoodoo Voodoo Gal. She puts on a great show as well. So, closing out here today, July 12th, singer, songwriter, and such. Thanks for listening to Grow Radio. And as always, check out all of our shows in the archive podcasts. Have a good week. To be by